Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, a daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. We continue our discussion today on managing your reputation. If you want to find a way to absolutely destroy your reputation, bring alcohol into the equation. Because alcohol has this great way of removing our inhibitions. And I think that's why a lot of people enjoy drinking so much. But here's the problem. If you remove your inhibitions in certain situations, you set yourself up for potential catastrophe. And what I'm talking about is the company holiday party. Right? Somebody had way too much to drink. They say something to the wrong person, or they act a certain way, and then they're perceived differently. And all of a sudden, it becomes a career-limiting situation. They probably don't even know what they do. They hear the stories afterwards. But what ends up happening is they go no further in their career as a result of what they've done. I've known a bunch of people, that have done this. And, you know, all it takes is one moment, right? You do something silly. You start dancing on a table. You throw a lampshade on your head. You say the wrong thing to somebody you shouldn't say it to. And all of a sudden, that's it. And the risk-reward on this situation is not good, right? What is your upside on having, you know, 8 or 10 drinks at a corporate function? Or having, you know, 4 or 5 drinks with clients of yours or business associates of yours? Drinking that much, very little that's good can come out of that situation. But there's a lot that's bad that can come out of that situation. So in my mind, it's just not worth it. The key here is knowing where the line is. If you have the ability to have a few drinks and stop, 1 or 2, maybe 3, and you're in control the whole time, you know yourself when you get into that situation, well then fine. If you think you can do it and it works for you, then that's great. But if you don't know, and if there's any uncertainty whatsoever, stick to club soda or non-alcoholic beer. You know, but that's really what it comes down to. But if you end up in a situation where you start hitting on the boss's wife, well, you probably went too far. And that's where you hit the point of no return. So the suggestion here is either moderation or abstention altogether. If you don't think you know where you're going to go with this, if you're not sure, just don't do it. It's just not worth it. If you want to drink, go out with your buddies, hang out at home, do it where you have to do, but do it away from the people that are responsible for your livelihood. That's the message for today. And the last thing you want to do is destroy your reputation over something as silly as that. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator, you can subscribe, and you can get there on iTunes or on Stitcher. It's always good to have that coach to keep you moving towards your desires in life, and I'm just asking you for that opportunity. Let me be that person, and let me help you get where you want to go in life. And all you need to do is just get here. It's a few minutes a day. It costs you nothing. Just make the commitment to get here each day. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to wrap up our discussion on managing your reputation. For today, I just want you to think about the whole situation of bringing alcohol into an event where you're around people that control your livelihood or have some influence over your livelihood. Think long and hard about whether it makes sense to do it or not. If you can do it in moderation, great. If you're not sure, just don't drink. If you want to take a deeper dive on anything related to the concepts we're talking about around managing your reputation this week, just go to my website at joelbrookman.com and sign up for the weekly discussion.